what's in our hearts by what we do, by what we do with our hands. Sometimes we can tap someone on the shoulder or we can give them a hug. Sometimes we can shake hands and look into a person's eye. It's revealing what's in our hearts. Sometimes we reveal what's in our heart with a fist or a finger. Other ways that we reveal what's in our hearts is with our eyes. If we're looking up, that means we're thinking, we're trying to figure out 2 + 2 or something more complicated. When we look down, it's more of an emotional experience. And sometimes when there are tears in our eyes, then we are feeling a deep emotion. And of course, what reveals most clearly what's in our hearts is what we say. The tongue is the greatest revealer of what's in our hearts. And there are many interesting ways that we describe that, and we'll be talking about that. But first we're going to hear it in Koren and a brief synopsis of the sermon, and then we're going to come to James chapter 3. I invite you to take a look at that whole chapter, as for those of you who don't.
Le yakwa sudo te supo ye kado jilo khuni. Doko tu tugeta padulo kwa kwa mu siko ma keto timu agle lo. Do pli ni mimi u mi ta uta to kut bi lo. Dini ato pli ni ba ta pa lupu ki bua kla do. Ma ba upo no kut do ganya do suke ta temu kle. Do ba ta suke ta lulura lo. Supo kuit le de siki. Pesugi jua pargani le o do pesu upanya le apa tadi le jua aki ego do le o lo ta sugi ta su e he to le taku de pu ko lo i do bu de ta ni de pa de ri ma ba ta di ni ba de ni ne sa ya ta so sweet da mi ta to le so to ra ni But do ne plato, but that da sumo, little lipapune, couple of a plea, taka to the palo. Let any hood up a plea, the blood do keto, takota, kelebata, umu, puthi, well, plea, lepoka book, scoop a plea, goni, clear a te, thebul, deeper mix, a pumu quarpa, tuni, but no hook, but no coat, taku, plea, taka to. The clear table bunny, mida, that so sweet like a massuba, neither of a pussy, a public tagatuni la. Beluba, no, but no side away, man nulla keep a police conilla. Clear the parlor, but a sumo tall. Neither of a tagatu did a pack of manula, a papli, no, but a tathiqua did pack of manula of a plini, sugamo, duni, tea, no, duni. Plie na ka turani to lu so do a ni ti kwa ra ni ba ka so do a h ke ta ma se le kwa ga a go ka so do a ai ma po thwe di te a to ma po thwe ki so do a n lu ba no no le na kra ka tu ka so do a k no ta tu ge sa wa ta kindness o le na pu ka so do a lo so da ba lu ba no ta chi ba no lebok auto pasa dito rak saya ka masu pu su su ba ple lebok ka tu ta awo ni lo dito yu ta so si dito rak ma ka sko ba ta awo ni belu ba yu ta masu ko ni lo ka saya ka ke yu ke ye ni pua ka masu pua no ka dito rak ka ro ta masu ro ta to ta lu ro ta tu gi ta wa le pa ta ku ta ka tu ko ni belu bak sayu atam ke tuta de kero tarita wa na le pepu na le pora go ni pala masuk pati ni mida ke sayu alo tabu lu ba.
It's always fun to listen. Getting ready for today, I looked up the word tongue in the dictionary and in a thesaurus, and it's amazing what you find in the dictionary. What an imagination that Webster had, you know? And what happens is that when you get to tongue, it says you can hold one's tongue, and that doesn't mean, you know, this. It means to refrain from speaking, okay? Not to speak. Or if something is on everyone's tongue, well, what's that? That's gossip. And on the tip of the tongue, that's almost spoken, but not quite recalled. Or if we speak in tongues, that means that the Holy Spirit is directing our speech. Sometimes we find one's tongue, and that's the ability to speak, to recover the ability to speak after embarrassment or after some kind of shock. There is tongue lashings if we scold someone. We can be tongue-tied if we're speechless from amazement. There's tongue twisters when we can't say, she sells, but she's sure. Okay. And then there's tongue in cheek, okay? And that doesn't mean, and of course there's the proverbial saying, biting your tongue. All right, and then we have a good. James also tells us about the tongue and how powerful it is. My brothers, not many of you should become teachers. Amen. As you know, we teachers will be judged with greater strictness than others. All of us often make mistakes, but if a person never makes mistakes, what he says, he's perfect, he's able to control with his whole being. We put a bit into the mouth of a horse to make it obey us, and we are able to make it go where we want. Or we think of a ship, big as it is, and driven by such strong winds, it can be steered by a very small rudder, and it goes wherever the pilot wants. So it is with the tongue. Small as it is, it can boast of great things. And just think how large a forest can be set on fire by a tiny flame. We use it to give thanks to the Lord and Father, and we also to curse our fellow man, who is created in the likeness of God. Words of thanksgiving and cursing pour out from the same mouth. My brothers, this should not happen. No spring of water pours out sweet water and bitter water from the same opening. A fig tree, my brothers, cannot bear olives. A grapevine cannot bear figs. Nor can a salty spring produce sweet water. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength. The tongue. The biggest messes that I've ever gotten myself into, okay, and I'm not going to go into them, okay, have to do not with what so much with what I've done, but with what I've said, okay? And as I said, I'm not going to go into them today. You can fill in your own examples at this point. But I'm sure that there's not a single person here that hasn't gotten into trouble because of their tongue. The same is true of the most embarrassing moments of your life. We're usually led by something you said. And perhaps the most mean-spirited thing you ever said, was a result of your tongue's action. Our tongues are able to get us into all kinds of trouble. James knew this, and James knew how damaging this was to community. He knew that it was so working away at this precious community. And when you think about the churches in those days, there wasn't a church on every corner like there is in the United States. There were just these small groups of people, these small, close-knit communities. James knew, but all you need is that same little lie that permeates a community that can be more devastating. And so let's talk about ways that we can try to control our tongues. And we talk about physically, like the picture, where we're biting our tongues, or mentally or spiritually. Physically, the tongue, and I thought this quote was great, the tongue must be heavy indeed, because so few people can hold it. Josh Billings wrote, the best time for you to hold your tongue is the time you feel like you must say something or you're going to bust. That's exactly the time you need to hold your tongue. And sometimes just physically keeping your tongue from moving and making words, biting your tongue, is the final resort to keep you from out of trouble. The problem is our tongues are pretty slippery, and they tend to escape the clamping down of our teeth. And usually by the time that a word has already found its way to our lips, there's just too much energy behind it, and it's too late. Controlling our tongue right here probably isn't the best strategy. It's not so effective. We need to do something before that. We need to stop and think. Okay. Before you speak, think. There are 5 letters in the word think. Each one of them gives us a clue as to how true what you're thinking about saying. I really didn't understand the phrase, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, until I had teenage girls living in my house. If I wanted to find out what was really happening, I needed the truth, but I needed the whole truth, okay? And I needed nothing but the truth, okay? Because something might be true, but it's not really true unless it's completely true, okay? And if something is true, but it's tainted with something that's not true, well, then it's not true. It's a lie. A partial truth is a lie, and a truth mixed with a lie is a lie. That's the power of untruth. So the important question to ask, is what I'm going to say true? Is what I'm thinking true? Not telling the truth to a stranger, well, that's wrong, but not telling the truth to a sister or brother or someone you live with or know, this is what is destructive, and this is why James brings it up in the context of this church community. It is so destructive. It's not one of those one thing among other things. He speaks of it as this flame that can whisk through a village. When I was in Thailand, at the camp, at the Mela camp, they'd suffered a couple of trees, these bags of water and bags of sand. And what happens is that these fires didn't start big. They started little. I thought, what can, and because I thought, what good does this little bag of water do in the face of a flame? It doesn't take care of a big flame. But if you can take care of that cooking fire that got out of the cooking area with a bag of sand or with some water, that's important. So is it true kind of functions that way? Is it true helps us to say, no, I guess I don't have to say that. Okay. And is it the whole truth? Okay. And is it nothing but the truth? Okay. Is it true? Is it true? Lies eat away at us, sometimes tear away at relationships. The things that we say with our tongue need to be true. H, is it helpful? Some things may be true, but not necessarily helpful. Think before you speak. Think before you say something. Oh, I see you've put on a few pounds. Okay. Okay. Or, you know, your new girlfriend isn't as pretty as your old girlfriend. Okay. Now, it may be true, but it's not particularly helpful. All right? Okay. Please, think. Will this hurt or help? Is it helpful? Okay. Is it helpful? It's a wonderful filter to have in place. Helpful person. All right. Is it helpful? I. Is it inspiring? Ask yourself, what I'm thinking of saying, will it be uplifting or it will bring people down? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Never was there such a lie told like that. Okay. It can bring people down. And you know it doesn't take very much. We all need to hear words of encouragement. I was, once upon a time, I was a teacher. And I heard something, and it's been a long time, and it may or may not be true, but I'm going to say it's true. We need to hear 10 words of encouragement to every word of criticism, because we remember the criticism, okay? And we don't tend to remember the compliments as well. And so we need to be about the compliments, and we need to be diligent about that. Is it inspiring? Children need regularly to hear words of support and encouragement from their parents and teachers and the adults around them. Too many critical or harsh words can cause a young person's spirit to be broken. My father-in-law is a wonderful inspirer. And in fact, I've never known anybody that always has a word of encouragement for the people around him. And I thought, doesn't he ever run out? Okay. And he doesn't. I've known that you can dish out compliments all day long, okay? And the next day, you'll have an equal number to hand out. I imagine that he's got this little sack of compliments, and he takes them out one by one. By the end of the day, he's probably out, maybe. You know, he's just tired. But the next morning, that sack is replenished. Okay, you can always find a word of encouragement. Okay, you know, there's always ways. There's always ways to say this. Okay, is it inspiring? Is really important, because sometimes that's all that a person needs. Just a little word of inspiration. A critical word can bring a person down. An inspiring word can make the difference in a whole person's day. Okay, so the next question is it necessary? N. I can still see my mom. Whoops. I can still see my mom with her hands on her hips. Was that necessary? Okay. Person standing before you, do they really need to hear this? Okay. Is it true, helpful, inspiring? Do you really need to say it? Does this other person really need to hear it? The fact is, and particularly since 9/11, 2001, we are overloaded with on the television, media, and the internet. Sometimes less is more. Is this necessary? Perhaps the silence would be better. Okay. T-I-T-H-I-N. But probably the most important is it kind? There's an old popular song that says, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." We probably need simple kindness as much as we need love. What the world needs now is kindness, sweet kindness, because there's a power there. There's a power, and it is like oil in an engine. It's what keeps us going, this kindness that we offer to one another. When I do a wedding, I often say, there's three wishes that I have for the bride and groom. One is that you will be able to forgive one another freely and regularly, and believe me, you'll need to. Okay. The second is, each day, if you can figure out a small act of kindness, that will go a long ways. And the third thing I say is a simple word of encouragement. Figure out something to say. Okay. Boy, the water is good today, isn't it, dear? Something. Whatever it is. Okay. It makes all the difference in the world. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Well, I could end the sermon there, and it would be a very nice self-help talk. Okay. But these are the things that we can do. This is the discipline, this think, okay? Before you talk, before you speak, think. It's a discipline that we can incorporate and that we control. But there are so many things that are beyond our control. We talk about physically controlling the tongue, but so many times there are things that happen. And the most important way that we control our tongues is spiritually. It's because we don't deal with the tongue at all in spiritual. The spiritual way bypasses the tongue and goes to the source and addresses the heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If that would be our prayer every day, there would be something that would change in us. Search me, O God, and know my heart, in order that I would know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If we really understood our hearts and our thoughts, we wouldn't have to worry about our tongues. Okay? But this is something beyond us. Because the fact of the matter is that though our hearts are our own, we don't understand them. And there are things that our hearts tell us that are not true. There are things and messages that we receive from our hearts that are not helpful, that are not true. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Because if the heart is pure, true, helpful, and kind, the tongue will be also. It's a prayer that cleanses the heart, that because it knows that the tongue does not create the problems. It's the heart. The tongue just follows the commands. It just follows the desires of the heart. What comes from the heart springboards off the tongue. One of the hymns we sing is, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart that I can see as you see. open the eyes of my heart, that I can understand myself and the people around me as you do. I want to see you. I want to see the way that Jesus showed us how to live. I want to see and experience the Spirit's power within me is operating. Then these things happen in a different way. A helpful, inspiring, and kind heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then the tongue can be the revealer of that reality. The tongue is simply a tool of the heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If our prayer is that the eyes of our hearts may be opened by the power of the Holy Spirit, the tongue can be the revealer of a helpful, inspiring, and kind heart. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh Lord, you know our hearts better than we know ourselves. You know our tongues better than we know them. We would pray for a healing of our hearts in order that our tongues may be revealing of a kindness and a grace that you place in our hearts. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our thoughts. Help us to live in this way in order that this community may thrive and benefit from all that we do and particularly all that we say. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. I couldn't resist. Okay. It's on page 90, verses 1, 2, and 5. Let's stand and sing.